Chanukka nochmal. Aber in unserer Stube, der Messere ist, dass
es gibt eben den Tam im Ganzen.
So mehle, we keep even in Tainis der Rabbanon, also ist der Minig, der ist in unserer Mishpoche, that you keep Rabbeinu Tam bechumre, Tainis Esther, and you have a kleine Tainis. You mag me to keep Rabbeinu Tam. Gute Yid. The Shaila is, was tut man morgen banach? Morgen banach, meistens im Abend morning ist a sore betäubes. Try to finish the first hour before Allah is a shachar, we can essen noch, aber es ist ein Teil. Now, the Shaila is, till when you keep the Teil tomorrow? You see, it's coming, you have to know a stick of the lumbus of the Teil. And the main Shaila, the Maizah, I don't have yet a chroe, last time it came to Maizah, I was not, I'm in an Indian so much, if the Maizah, to keep Rabbi Nutam tomorrow. I will ask them Shlomo Zalman and a lot of poiskim, they will say that even in Motzi Shabbos, they didn't keep Rabbi Nutam. Yeah, with Ayin Chanukah, with all the Teres, not with this Kerov, but he was pushed all the Yom, that in Chanukah, you like Rabbi Nutam, you know, man of Shach Migiret is not Indian to rush. But it's that, this week, tomorrow, the Maizah, come to Shaila the Maizah. A lot of people in Chusra is the Makbid and Rabbi Nutam. And here it's, in a way, worse from Chanukah. Well, it's better, in a way, it's worse. Is the Isur de Rabbanon to fast in Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down some shittas that if you fast an hour in Shabbos l'shem tainis, you have to sit during the week another tainis after nisei. As if someone tzam tainis chaloyim in Shabbos, we don't dream. Our modern people really believed in dreams. The parshas. So if you had a bad dream, you made a tainis chaloyim. Like the Shulchan Aruch, if you make a tainis chaloyim, you have to l'meisav tainis l'tanusei. Mishabura brings down a Morgan Avram, that even if you fasted 1 hour in Shabbos, l'shem fasting, you mechuyub l'meisav tainis l'tanis. So the shaila is, if someone, double shaila, first what to do tomorrow, is to keep Rabbeinu Tam or not. If the marshal does his clothes, you finish to make Kiddush, you know, you go somewhere, takes 2 hours to do Kiddush, it's not considered you fasting. Yeah, what's going to be done? Sometimes you're hungry, what's coming down? But if you machmir Rabbeinu Tam, and you will fast tomorrow night Rabbeinu Tam, so first could be your Eivra Aveir. Alamor ich sein a machmir. Nu, neir es Chaneke, bedieve. Aber I like to be a machmir. Yoitze ala shittas, that's what everyone tries to do here. So I want to be yoitze ala shittas, and to fast tomorrow with Rabbeinu Tam. Aber lemaise, benimtza, that I'm a Eivra Yisru de Rabbanon, is fasting in Shabbos. This is Shaila number one. And even if a klug and bachel will come and say to me, Sheva altas a shayni, in Suffolk, don't eat. But it could be, if I will fast tomorrow, extra hour, during the week I have to make another time with Dan Yisrael. Because I am I to know that there's no union to keep Rabbi Lutam. So if a kid will be born before Rabbi Lutam, we'll make the bris mila, the shayta, if all is that, the Maisa dik me veis, what is that Allah? But we make it. You want to be a machmir, then machmir bis morgen. But if the meister, you'll be fasting tomorrow night. So I'm saying, chutz from the isu, you'll be able also, could be, you'll be mechuyev to fast again during the week.
If you only been in town, kula, things that are going
on, like milk, yeah, then for sure. If you're a satmer, or mosho, even a shtigl satmer, the day mamash, you're a satmer, mamash, b'chal shabbos, even b'zra ben utam shkir. So yes, then for sure. Not only that, more from that. Even if you mixed up and you think maybe Rabbi Nutam is MS, do not be considered fasting in Shabbos tomorrow night. Because you're scared, maybe Rabbi Nutam is Girech. You're a Suffolk staffer. So in Suffolk, you can't eat because maybe you have to keep Rabbi Nutam. So you're not, that's his posh, that's considered you. Maybe it's considered Suffolk Yisrael Shabbos. Suffolk Yisrael the Rabbon of fasting in Shabbos. But then it's clear you don't have to sit the time in Latam Yisrael. Because you have a right to fast. But if you know the Allah, the Bible comes to ask you what to do, you tell, you know, just go to eat. You have someone be hungry, you tell them, go to eat. Your wife, your kids, you tell them to eat in time. But yourself, you want to be machmir Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm saying, tomorrow night, you have two problems. You have a problem, could be over an Isur de Rabbanon and fasting in Shabbos. And more than that, Shita some Prima Godim and Magen Avram, that if you fast an hour in Shabbos, L'shem Tainis is a chiyuv l'meis of Tainis l'Tainis. So maybe if you be machmer yourself Rabbeinu Tam tomorrow night, and you know that it's not the Psaq, because you're doing it l'chum Rebbe Alme, if it's a machim to say that during the week you have to fast again. See, you're gepaskin, you're gepaskin. So I'm asking you a shayla, if you have a baby born, you don't make a bris milah? For sure we make. We're not choish Rabbeinu Tam, not so far. It's not that we're and I'm lawyers as in each other. I said the Satma, I don't have a shayla before. Say it, but I'm saying if someone has a Suffolk Tzav, the Tzadish can Suffolk Isu fasting and Shabbos. He's not, he's doing a mitzvah.
No, we will be the timing
system. No, it doesn't make a difference, but if at the Aloha you finish the times of Klal Yisrael.
It's not like you send
a child, I'm going to be stuck casting a child. Okay, so, I think most of the person of the soil, it's very hard for me to ask them, because Lemaise, most of the person of the soil, always genommen, as Lemaise, we pass nicht as ever Rabbeinu Tam, and Lemaise, they lit in Chanukah candles on Moti Shabbos before Rabbeinu Tam's time. Most of the Rabbonim are Mekubalim Bepsar. But in unserem Spruch, that we choish Rabbeinu Tam, even in Tainis Esther, my father never let me to eat before Rabbeinu Tam, this was my chiluch. I said, Blin Eder, but the Shaila is, well, what I do tomorrow night, I'm really mistaken, I'm going to try tonight, get a whole different Rabbani, and it's right, they tell me, anyway, we don't hear Rabbeinu Tam. But I'm the Meister, our Kabbalah was to keep Rabbeinu Tam. So I want the Shtickle maybe to Mevar, the getter of the Tainis Shtickle, forget that, it's a Zaman Shtickle. Some people don't hold that Shaykh Rabbeinu Tam in Otsis Roel. Because the fact is, you see stars. Rabbeinu Tam says, Nishnach, Mizet Rai Kechobim. Well, Rabbeinu Tam wasn't friends.
The Shaykh
said,
Psaki
Tam, you guys,
as well.
What? Cannot eat. That's not true. You're not eating. I want to eat.
Enjoy
your cup. I'll tell you, maybe I eat. But this is a Megal Meisah for everyone. I'm sure you also keep up in the time of Chumra, no?
Finally, we're okay. We don't follow
your needs. But Yeshiva stood that Yeshiva is doing even my early 20 minutes instead of 40 minutes this week. If you eat down in Yeshiva. That's the Shabbos. I had some Bachim had to come to me this Shabbos. They called my wife, they told her that they're scared of being able to tell. They want to catch her for this Shabbos. If this happened at the time. Then we stumble out. You're right. If they would come, they would not be over here. But if the Yeshiva's dining room is open, so you have to go down to eat. So maybe if you decide not to fast, you're over and it's a time. So this is bad from the Shabbos. Yeah, the Shabbos. Was is together and let me zusammen trachen. Now this is chumre mitzad echad. Now look, different people, different bachim, I heard a different machmirim want to make a new chumre tomorrow. They want to daven tomorrow miplaga mincha. This group of bachim, they want to make a minyan miplaga mincha. Could be their cheshbon is they're hungry. But the ma'aseh, they want to say like this, that they will make a minyan miplaga mincha. Nisht azay be yeshiva. They will finish ma'ariv punklach in Tzeis HaShabbos, and they can eat straight away, not to fast a minute in Shabbos. They don't understand the yeshiva before. Zah halacha, you could daven in flag a minchah in America in the summer, everyone davens early. Make an early minyan tomorrow. 5:20, everyone finishes the daven. You go down, you make kiddush. What is the problem? You can't have to wash kish makim suda before marriage. You could do it. No, but people make Kabbalah Shabbos before. In the summer.
No.
Tomorrow, you mean? Come here. So this is the shaila. If it's the Indian to do it, and maybe not only that, they time the people that maybe it's the Indian to do it. And I will explain in a second. We're going to stick up for the longness of the din time is tomorrow. And we understand, maybe it's a machmir to the machmir, maybe fakir, maybe it's wrong. But this machmir in one fakir, to make a minyan tomorrow early, to chaptach, that fakir, and tzeis a Shabbos, when it tzeis a kechovim they could eat, because they're scared of the issue of fasting in Shabbos. It's a aveir to fast in Shabbos. So again, for sure they're not, it's aveir they will never have. because a ma'aser, what is it like? We said, if someone ma'ariv comes and you're busy waiting for your balabas, you're not over aveir. But for sure, it's mashma the ruach ha'alocha, mishnabur says, but for sure when you come home just to go to eat straight away, because there's an issur to be a me'una in Shabbos. Because you fast the whole day, so now the matzav of you is a chefta v'tainis. Someone fast the whole day. So when he's going around, the whole time he's fasting. Because he's hungry from the fast, so for sure you can't call it aveir if he's not doing it, but l'maisa is mevatel oinik Shabbos, the halacha says you have to be zrizus straight away to eat. You can't wait. You can't home and start to wait. Because l'maisa you me'una in Shabbos. So these machmirim want a tiny fakir. I want to give Rabbeinu Tam, and they say fakir, they want to make early Shabbos. Maybe they will do it. And for sure, Mishtam, they're allowed to do it. But the Shabbos, if it's the right thing to do. They claim not only they're allowed to do it, we're the Mehadrim. We're Choshesh, we cover Shabbos, go Shtark, and the minute that it's not, we'll have Kiddush. Shabbos Yeshiva will open the door. Now, this is already different. Bochim come with a tiny. They have a schuz. Why not? It's the right thing of Pi Halacha. Yeshiva has to open the dining room in the middle of the Nach. Some people can't fast. That's what I'm saying. So if someone can fast for sure, Pi Halacha, he's allowed to do it. Even the Achilles is allowed to do it, Lemaise. Daven Minche Gdoil at 12 o'clock, Daven Ma'ariv early, and to make Kiddush. But the Shaila is if it's the Richtig Gezach, it's on enough. So we'll touch the Halacha of the tiny tomorrow, and if he died, which I stick with the mouth of Beit Tzadik.
She wants that
tuchnin.
That's not a reason to
play
them and
have to have tuchnin. They're going to have tuchnin. Let us make a meaning ourselves. Shai Elizabeth.
Isn't that why she's down so late? I thought she's down
so late.
Isn't that why
she's down 15 months? If you're in the same way in Yerushalayim. If you don't tuchnin in Tainis in the afternoon, you'll have to do it in the afternoon. Chashah Shika. We'll see. Because Chazal asked her, why we don't make Birkas Kehanim in Mincha? Why don't make Birkas Kehanim in Mincha? Chashah Shichas. Chashah Shichas Banot. Now the Shaila is, in the times of the Maiz, the people don't drink. So maybe the Shaila is, they were Geyser or not Geyser. Some people say, they're only not Geyser on a person that for sure kept his times the whole day. But if someone in the end maybe will not keep his tainus, then the argument is on the floor. So man became minig in Yerushalayim that you don't make birkas kehanim in minchag deila or in minchag tana. That's the minig in Yerushalayim. This is the reason why all these yeshivas in Yerushalayim are makpi take daven in the tainus minchag afternoon. The neighbor in Yerushalayim in Panovich we daven minchag straight 1 o'clock in the tainus. Because we made birkas kehanim early. But in Yerushalayim the minig is daven minchag later. To happen around Birkas Kehanim. But in a lot of the shuls, really, the minute came that you make Birkas Kehanim even in the early minute. Okay, but this is already a prat. But the shayla is be'etzem every person yochid how he has to fear tomorrow. We'll include also a shtickle, different halachas that are in the gear. The Moshe, a bocher asked me, he made a dentist appointment for tomorrow. He didn't realize Friday was the best day. He has to cancel or not. The mice, the dentist puts water inside, he has to wash his mouth, and swallowing water. He planned Friday, the best day of Yeshiva, he made a dentist appointment. He has to cancel tomorrow or not. So let me get a shtickle to the gather of the tainis and see them, we're going. It's two zachen to mevar of the tainis tomorrow. There's one zach that the first chedek of it is yadua. The tour brings down, as ale dalet zoymes, as agmore, if it's Chal and Shabbos, it's Nidche le'achar HaShabbos. They pass in the Tur and Rambam. It's Ale Dalet Tzemes, if the Chal and Shabbos, the Nidche le'achar HaShabbos. Abba Davis Yosef brings down, as Rabbi David Abu Drom, as this is in Ale Tanes. Aber in Asore Beteves, Asore Beteves is Chal b'Shabbos, is not Nidche. Shanema, ki be'etzem ayoyim ahu somach al Yerushalayim, ולזה בשתית בעצם היום הזו אין יום כיפר, מילה שתית בעצם היום הזה אין עשור בטייבס, מילה עשור בטייבס, אז נת נדחה לאחר השבס. So like the Bessi Yosef, ואין לי יודע מה יראה יוסף. אז שתית בעצם היום הזה, so what? זה like the Bessi Yosef, אין לי יודע מה יקה בנוסף. אבל זה זאת רב דוד אבודרם. זאת נבלט שאשר אלו מיישיב, סמיך הסחינו, די יסי לדבורים המיוחס דו בסקרב חיים, בסקרב אינסטנצו, and all different ספורים, everyone says in his נוסח. So that was the first נוסח. אז בסקרב שאני יסוי. But see, the Yisrael is for sure Emes. It's called the connection to Yisrael. The Yisrael is that when the Pasuk states, Tzayim HaRevi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaAsiri, so this Tzayim HaRevi, Tzayim HaChamishi is Tammuz, Ov, then you have Tzayim HaShvi, Tzayim Gedalia, and Tzayim HaAsiri is the Asar B'Teir. Now the Tzayim HaAsiri means the 10th month. Revi means Tammuz, Chamishi means Ov, Shvi means Tishrei, and Asiri means Chodesh Teves. The Ta'anesim are called on the days of the month. This is the Yesod of the Ta'anes, the day of the month. Zog the Beskerov. Chazal, the Divrei, every Ta'anes is mit Divrei Kabbalah. Dainu, it's a Din Nevim. It's not a the Rabbanon. It's a Ke'en Doi Reis. It's Divrei Nevim. The Nevim were kaveh Ta'anes in the month, not in the day. In Chodesh HaRevi, in Chodesh HaChamishi, Chodesh HaShvi, in Chodesh HaAsiri. Velche Tog in this month to fast, the Nevim didn't say. Anyone could pick a day. Chazal, Mide Rabbonon, they made a day. As Machlekes in the Gemara, Rebbe said that if I would be there, I would change the day. Instead of Chi, I would make Asiri. Because the main Beis Hamikdash was burning in the Asiri. אז מה דאמר תאז אמר לא אבל התחלת פרונוס is worse. So אין זאת התחלת פרונוס is worse, אין זאת the שריפה is worse. אבל מכל מקום we see clear, what do you mean I would make it on the 10th? I mean if Chazal made a day, Chazal made a day, I would be Chazal. It's a nevuah. Anovi made up. It's nevuah. Right? The nevuah was as in that fast in the Chodesh HaChamishi. ואין חתום in the Chodesh HaChamishi they left it to Chazal. Chazal כקבר. In Zvan Bis HaMikdosh, they made the May Simcha. So Chazal said that everyone made a different party. Didn't have to be in the same day. That's not a Biskirov. So the Biskirov, this is in Ale Ta'anesi. But Asor B'Teiv is stayed be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh. Weiss that the Nevuah is given al Yoyim ha-Asiri. As given a Nevuah al Yoyim ha-Asiri, but you can't change it. The Nevuah was in the 10th day. In Chodesh ha-Asiri, be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh. So the Nevuah is given, not as a club, because the Pasuk doesn't speak exactly on the Ta'anis, but there's Dr. Miskolov, this is what Rav David Avraham Drom meant. But maybe it's Pasha. All of the Ta'anis seem that the Din Nevim is in the month, but the Din Day is Midi Rabbanon, and Isur Ta'anis in Shabbos is Midi Vri Nevim, the Kurosol HaShabbos Oineg. So the Rabbanon can ish Deich HaNevim. But maybe we have to push it after Shabbos. If I can't, nothing happens. Next day, what's enough coming? מה שאין כן אסור בטייבס that the day is בדברי קבולה so maybe you can off the דברי קבולה ודוח דברי קבולה בשבע אלת so maybe you can push off the time this is the מהלך on the בסקרוב של המיישיב on under the אחרוני and this מהלך is two kashas one kasha is as kum toys that if someone forgot to fast אין לך נעמי הימס דה רבונון אבל לכאורה, why is not מחויב to fast again in the same month on a different day? What we say, after Chazal made up a day, does it does? We can talk on that, we can talk on that. They are the refrain. If it's a deal in the month, just you could choose the day, so maybe, father, you don't have a day to choose. It's ein kasha. Zweite kasha in the refrain, as in Rambam, לכאורה, is מבור נשת הזה. It's מבור like the יסוד, but not like the deal. The Rambam says that the Ma'ase said every Beis Hamikdash the Tzoros didn't happen in the same day. The Moshen Yudzayin B'Tamuz was Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Beis Hamikdash Harishon was Chamisha Boy, Shiva Boy, Tisha Boy, but not in Shiva Oso B'Tamuz. So why we make the Tainus in Shiva Oso B'Tamuz? So the Rambam, because the Iker, remember the Iker, the second Tzor, Tisha Bov, was also the Beis Hamikdash Harishon was B'Zayin Boy, the Iker Pritze. But the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni was B'Tisha Boy. So we make it in Tisha B'Av. This is like the Rambam. Like the Rambam, Asor B'Teves, and the second time they came in Chodesh Adar and they made a Motzer on Yerushalayim. So why we make it in Teves? So like the Rambam, you can't change the month. It's like the Velt. Steht in the Rambam, Bezim Yisayf and Beskerov. That Chazal have a month. You could choose what day you want. And Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, and they choose the first day. Then after the Beis Hamikdash HaSheni, they change the day. Other Tavis, you can't go out of Tavis. So the Mele, they had to leave it in Asor B'Tavis. So the Mevu, like in the Skarov, as the Din Tainis is Nishav the Tog, the Din Tainis is on the Mount.
Aber steht im Rambam klar, that lo yitzir, the second Mr. Migdosh, will be, the Matzor will start, not in Asor HaBetavis, in two Betavis, they will change the day. And the Rambam said it was not in the same month and he couldn't change it. So it's Mevur in the Rambam klar, that even Asor HaBetavis is nishkin din fun tov. So Mele, the first Mehalach is very shvet. And Rambam said, klar, more rise. So the Maizah, these are the two dinim we have. So the Maizah, the first Mehalach is, as the Asor HaBetavis is a din in the tov, and the Mele, you can't change it, Mashaik and Ale, Adot Tanesim, but that's very shvet. So the Maizah, we said, Aber Azela Aloch, if someone doesn't fast, we'll have to be Mashlim, Lo Yishomanu. Also, in Rambam is Mevur Nishta Zay. The second Mehalach is Dor Sameach. And here really is Bitosh is what we spoke. Dor Sameach Zogta Zay. That the Gemara is talking about Tisha B'Av. That Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabes Nitche Le'achar HaShabes. Famous Gemara. Tisha B'Av Shechali is B'Shabes Nitche Le'achar HaShabes. Zogta V'Skerov. Zogta Dor Sameach. Tisha B'Av is day and night. Midoy Raisa, when you're not allowed to fast on the Shabbos, it's day and night. From the night, beats the talk. But to fast on the Shabbos, only a day, it's only a Yisro Darabala, not a Yisro Medivre Nevi'im. Kerosu la Shabbos, Oyle, again, of the ganze Shabbos. But if you kept a little bit Oyle in Shabbos, you're not Oyle and Divre Kabola. In the Rabola, we said even an hour in Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast. Maybe like the Osamech, Tisha B'Av, that it's day and night, you can do. Oh, but I saw the table that it's only a day, you're allowed to do. The Mele, I saw the table is not the Hashabbos. Ad kan do Samech. It's like the world, no so alata nesim azay. For what's do Samech is up, man? He's missing the point. So, the world says, I'm not sure everyone says in his Nusach. But the world says, it's very mahalchim, it's like the world. The Al Samech meant that every Tainis is mevul in the Ran, in Tainis, that the tiny starts by night. The mashal, the machmirim, the mishlebur brings from the night, they don't rinse themselves. But it's not new machmirim want to say that tomorrow is better not to take showers, because the Indian, every tiny is like a tchila not to take a shower. So maybe, for sure not to go swimming, not to talk to Indian tomorrow. But to go to a mikveh to take a shower, you're allowed to. Or Lu Yitzir will be a beach, you're not allowed to go talk to. But stay in Shechon Oruch, that every tiny is, we might be not to rinse. But the Mishnah says that the Machmirim, some people are Machmir themselves, called Arba'i Nuyim, the Mishnah brings down. Mishnah you are in how to do it. So it starts from the night, Be'etzim. Mishnah says that if you want to be Machmir yourself, you could fast from the night, Be'etzim, if you have Koyach. So we don't have Koyach. Mele Alata Aneisim Be'etzim Anacht and Tov. It's a Shita Sarif that you could say Aneinu already by night. We don't say Aneinu, as if we don't say Aneinu in the Chazos HaShah in the morning, because we don't know what will be. And the night is no chazos hashat, so it's not nogea to us anymore. Oh, but in the time of the Gemara, the Rif bring down the Shita, you say, Aneinu by night also. Aneinu by night, Tzoyot Tani Seinu. In the morning, you're also not fasting yet. Oh, but the same, Tzoyot Tani Seinu. So, Masha Engel, Nassar B'Teves, Masha Teit Be'etzem, Ayoyim Azeh, the time is only by day. So, Mele, in all the time, they seem as the same time, this is Togenach, say, Astir, it's a Shabbat. Mele, it's Nitchelach, it's a Shabbat. Vashekin in Asor HaBetavis, the time is by Yom HaZeh, only by day, it's not a stir at the Shabbos. Because the Shem time is the stir to the Shem Shabbos. For Shabbos is Yemei Simcha, Yemei Oineg, and time is Yemei Evel, but maybe it's a stir. You have to know. Ados are a bit of another Nusach. It's Machlek is Rambam and Raivet. What is the time is tomorrow? This is like an Afkimine. In Rambam state, that all the four Ta'anesim, even that they were Niskan, Lezecher Tzores that happened, they're not sad days. They are made Tshuva v'tfile v'tzdoke. Then Mishnah Berurah brings down. You have to make Tshuva tomorrow. Fayyid Chasim Sefer, Lule Divra Rambam Apitom. It's Nishkin Tshuva. Morgan is a sad day. Tishbav is a day made Tshuva. You have to cry. You have to cry. Given a Chobun, what are you supposed to do? Given a Motzer, we make a memory for that. For sure, we dive and remember the Matzah. Lo le divrei Rambam lo yisi yomer ken. Vepele al Rambam. So the Chasam Sefer was the pshat in Rambam. But Chazal cannot stand the takin at Takono. When Rambam stay that you can be takin at Takono for tshuva, for tzedoka, for tefila. Meire Chazal don't want to change it. Aber in Raivet steht klar nicht das sei. Als Arba Tani es Eilu, Yemei Evel, Le Yisrael, Al Moire Sheor Oloi. And this is the reason it's no Ne'ile, he says. Yom Kippur is a Yom Tshuva, it's Ne'ile. Why is no Ne'ile? Because it's not a Yom Tshuva. So I have a Klora Machlekes. So the Mefarshim say that the Dafkimina is, the whole, Jolti has a whole shtickel. I want just to say the Tamtzis, that Yemei Evel, Azevi Yemei Simcha, Yontef. We don't have no Yontef in the world that is only by day. Klal Yisrael, day and night go together. So Yom Evel is also day and night. Because again, we don't have koyach to fast, so Chazal tell us we could fast only by day. Ve'ezog ni mefarshim azeh. As choluk asor v'teves fun ale ta'aneisim. Asor v'teves ta'ak is only by yoyim, it's only yoyim tefila. It's nishti yoyim eivah. Meile is nish doich ha-shabes, it's not doich ha-shabes. As evi atayin is chaloyim is doich ha-shabes. Evi yoyim tefila is doich ha-shabes. Mashaegin ale ta'aneisim ha-yomei eivah. Ve'meile do not doich ha-shabes. The Rambam Shittos, the Akis said, even Asara B'Tevis is not Chilach HaShabbos. Because the Rambam also is Yimei Eivel. And we come to him, these are the two Shittas. So, Bektor, what we have is that Shittas Atur, and the Rambam, that Asara B'Tevis is not Deich HaShabbos. Shittas Rav Avrom Avud Rom, that is Deich HaShabbos. And we said, all the Fidu B'Skiro, but say Adin Yoy. All the Fidu B'Sameach, but only a time is by Yoy, and not by Nach. I had a Shara Ta'anei, so also like that. So we said, Va'al Maisa, they have a Din Nach. Tazan Nusach, with Tazan Nusach. Bemele they can be Deich HaShabbos. Mas Enkin Asar B'Tevis is only a Din Tog, Bemele it's Deich HaShabbos. Nasi de Aloch. For sure, it's not Negea Lemaise, because no Tainis, Chutz from Tisha B'Av, Asar B'Tevis is never Chal on Shabbos. It can't happen. Never could be Chal on Shabbos. And also all the other Tainesim also are never Chal on Erev Shabbos. So Maizah, it's never Motsi, only Asor B'Tevis has this matzah with these two things together. It's for the Shaili Zazel. We'll leave this for a second, and then we'll go back to it. But till when you fast tomorrow, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two shittas. Some shittas hold that if you mekabel Shabbos early, the tainis finishes. Mishas kabola Shabbos, the tainis finishes. That's the Shulchan Aruch brings down a shita, that even if you mekabel Shabbos early, the tainis finishes. The Ramah brings down the second shita, no. Vals and tainis tzibu, she mizman chazal, even if you mekabel Shabbos early, you have to fast till the nach. We pass in lechumre, like the second shita, that even if you mekabel Shabbos early, the tainis is mamshech. Lechumre. Even at lekule is a big shot in the place. What would it be if you go to shtiblach for minche, tomorrow you'll miss yeshiva minche. And three guys were in Mekabel Shabbos, and they want to hear Vayichal. It could be mitzvah for the seven people that are not Mekabel Shabbos. So here, Lechumre, Lechure, could be they can read Vayichal already, because by them it's Shabbos. But the person can say, Lemaisa, you could mitzvah of them, because we say that the Kabbalah is not Chal, because they're missing Vayichal, and Nichlu Le'inish to Mekai Mitzvah. So for sure, not to do a Melocha, but Lagabi Tziruf, the person can bring down that it's not Chal. But again, so it's a Sofek. Here I want to hear this reason I'm against these people that want the Mekabel Shabbos early tomorrow. It's a suffix. Some shit is holding the minute you make Kabbalah Shabbos, you can eat already. And we hold that you can't eat Bizdanach. Misuffix. Yeah. So first stop, these people that make Kabbalah Shabbos early tomorrow, weiss, so the Meiser, they're mazik them, if the punk mechaven to finish a nacht, they say that. But if not, when they make Kabbalah Shabbos early, the Meiser in that second already, if you're out of shit, they're allowed to eat. And it's an issue to you. Kitter, when I'm stuck in Motzei Shabbos with Rabbi Nutan, what to do? They're causing themselves to go into Machlekes Achroinim. Because the Mishabur brings out Misafik, you can't eat. But Halacha says, if you're the first Shita, you're Mechuyev to run to eat. Because you're Mitalik on Rega B'Shabbos. Aber La'alocha Eim Al-Asoi, so I'm Mechuyev to the Tzveite Shita, and you can't eat Biznach. So someone is Klug and will make an early Mincha, he's just causing himself to fast on Shabbos. Because if you think we're Mekabel Shabbos early, so the night, the minute that they will finish the marshal place, 4:30 Mincha Shabbos, till yes, but they can't eat Bizdenach, so they call themselves to be over and from Shittas Achroinim. So if someone is very hungry, we break to all the Shittas, not to fast, it's only if you mechaven your minion to finish Pukwach by now. And it's very hard to mechaven the minion because it's 18 minutes, it's 20 minutes, you have to know what it's not. This is the first problem in this shtickle. Second of all, the Mishnebura says that the Maizah not so poshuk al ti alocha to the Kabbalah Shabbos early. The Sofek of Mishnebura is a still in Mishnebura. Mishnebura being done on the Maizah some kihilas do it.
begun mit ihnen aber der Dübel im Schabur nicht ist auf Schabes im Schabur bin ich da ein Roi lass es kein der Dura Loch im Exam ein Roi lass es kein es not Roi ist in der Kabel Schabes zu ihnen ein Chutzlau als people do es schaß auf Chas in der Sommer dem people zu mit Kabel Schabes zu ihnen aber start mit Kabel Schabes zu ihnen why Schabur says people of the whole year mit Kabel Davin Meir hibir Bodioin they hold a loch of Terabiyuda and it's like a Mincha is Nacht. Aber we daven Mincha the ganze Jahr bis Schwer. So we hold that Nacht is only later. Look at this day, start of the Sassel. Shavua says, in the same week, Mamish is only with the other chain to be worth it. Daven Mincha and then Mayim. Even the people that want to make the Shtik tomorrow, they daven early again. It's sort of a Shvach, a group of them, Shvach and Bochim, they have to daven Mincha Gdoyla, from the class. And then, to daven Mayri before Nacht. Aber to daven both things before Nacht, like in Mishra Brohe, das ist Mamesh B'Shaf Chal Godel Sh'enke Dib Mosei, aber das ist Tarte des Asri. Oder sie Nacht, oder sie Tod. Und sagen wir Mishra Brohe, even if you will be Makti, to daven Mayri early, and Mincha early, weil the ganze Jahr you don't do it, it's a Shas at Chal, and if you are Lachas Amor El says, ein Roi Las Iske. So the Mayri, I'm saying, if Mishra Brohe says, ein Roi Las Iske. This Stikel, ein Roi Las Iske. And they're losing it to the other sheet they're causing themselves to be Eiber Eisa. I'm saying to be a Mahmud to make the shtick, I think it's for sure not. Again, if someone is hungry, to remember to go to Shtibla. Someone's Mesupik if he's hungry at least. So the first thing straight away is to daven Mincha early, not the way the Shiva's Mincha. But then if you're hungry, you just daven Mari, but 20 minutes after Shabbos, you go down and you make it. This is the first aloha in the Sudan to be like Rashi Eliyahu. Now is another shit. That Osamach Zor, that could be, if we hold like Rabbi David of Udran, that Asar of the Tevis, we said Shtik Lech Teire. The feeling is that it's more embattery. Etzem Ayoyim Azeh, Etzem Ayoyim Azeh. It's Derech HaShabbos. Azeh is Mashma. I don't know how to explain the London. But Azeh is Mashma. Zog no Osamach, the Meile. If Asar of the Tevis is Derech HaShabbos, Azeh if it be Chalon Shabbos is Derech HaShabbos, so if you pull it into Shabbos, you're not over an Easter of fasting in Shabbos. Because this time has the koyach to be Derech HaShabbos. So now, if you're fasting, so it's a chiddush to say it even in the Chumah of Rabbeinu Tam. But before Rabbeinu Tam, if you have a suffix of Moshe. Also, may I say the feeling of Rabbeinu Tam, Abu Dram, it's not a chisal, why the Maisa, we say Mechan the Shittas, to wait till the Nacht. The Maisa is the Easter to fast in Shabbos. When you're not allowed to fast in Shabbos, under time they say that the Etzem you can't do them in Shabbos. So if the time was Friday and you mix it to Shabbos, but if it would be Tishbo, Lutzu Tishbo is Chal Erev Shabbos. So Lutzu Tishbo was in Shabbos, it will be pushed off. So you can't. So the minute the Shabbos comes in, Tishbo runs away. But Asar B'Tevis has a correct to sit on Shabbos. So I'm Mikabel Shabbos, and I didn't say goodbye to the Asorah B'Tevis yet. At Tisefes, Asorah B'Tevis. Shnaz HaMuzik Tisefes? Why not? Hashem, it's a Kedusha, not a Kedusha. Not saying to be Moisi. But I'm saying, Alamo Alamosho. Someone, Rosh Hashanah. It's an Arab Shabbos. So you can Mikabel Shabbos, but you don't have to say goodbye to the Rosh Hashanah. Lamosho Mefkemini, Lamosho Gala B'Yavri, right? But the Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. So Kudim Bikas Amosho, you could say, Sai Yala B'Yavri, Sai Yala B'Yavri. But Be'ezim is not a stir. Rosh Chodesh came in and Shabbos stayed. Why? Because Be'ezim Rosh Chodesh could be in Shabbos also. Could be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So now Shabbos started. Rosh Chodesh started here. Normally you could take Shabbos at 12 o'clock at night. Yeah. So Rosh Chodesh could be in Shabbos. It's a stir. The other time is that it's a stir to Shabbos. Because Shabbos is very good at time. So the minute that Shabbos comes in, you have to start the fast. So you have to run. You don't know when. What? How? You start. You don't have to run from shul because you're not doing it l'shem taimis. But in the minute that there's no eating to fast, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos because the Shabbos is doing it the taimis. But the rasol of the taimis that has the koyach to be doing it Shabbos. So I'm saying, for sure, if it's not rasol of the taimis, don't do it to Yisefes. But because man that you hold Rabbeinu Tam, so why are you fasting now? As rasol of the taimis, you're not to fast rasol of the taimis on Shabbos. The Shaila, you're allowed to fast the Sol B'Tevis in Shabbos. No, I'm fasting, why I'm fasting now? So Sol B'Tevis, I'm allowed to fast the Sol B'Tevis in Shabbos. Look, I'm allowed to fast in Shabbos, Tzema Sol B'Tevis.
I think it is. I'm fasting. I saw a bdikat tavis. I'm fasting today. I saw a bdikat tavis bdikat tainis. I'm not stop not eating. So if I'm fasting a tisha b'av bdikat tainis, I'm not allowed to. But I have a suffix. Maybe it's tisha b'av, but maybe it's Shabbos. Here the answer is, even if it's Shabbos, I'm allowed to fast. I saw a bdikat tavis bdikat tainis. I have to say that. But so I'm choshen is not allowed. But the Easter is, what is the Easter animal? It's Shabbos. How you fast? I'm allowed to fast a soul of the tainus because tainus is Shabbos. If it's a tainus, I'm hush, maybe it's a tainus. I'm not able to use. It's not that emotion, Shabbos does it. For sure. Even if I'm not able to tell me. If I'm whole of the time, so I don't have to come to speak of tainus. But I'm saying, it's nishta zeiklo. But I'm saying, it's the emotion, some people say, that lu yitzuya, yedon bris mitzvah, Moshe, lo yitzur, yedon bris mila es deich ha-Shabbos, so, if it's not a mila bizmala, it's a sorry, Moshe, bris mila es deich ha-Shabbos. So what's the problem? This can kill Shabbos. In Shabbos, you're allowed to do bris mila. In Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast now. Oh, but time is a sorry of a Tavis, you're allowed to fast. I'm fasting, and time is a sorry of a Tavis. Chassadim yet azuchab a sorry of a Tavis. So what?
You
got to tell Adam Shabbos and Chassadim. Well, it's not again. So I'm saying, if you say, Lamdes, say that. I'm not going into that. But if I'm saying that's not stam, even if then you could say that, that Lemaitre has a koyach. But if we say it's as a drosha, steht in Rabbeinu David Avudrom, Etzam Yom Hazeh from Yom Kippurim, Asor B'Tavis has a koyach to be fast in Shabbos. So if Asor B'Tavis has a koyach to be fast in Shabbos, I'm saying for sure it's only a longish story that we seem to genug to paskin enough then. And for sure it's stam, but I'm saying, I'm mamish mistupik, I really don't know yet what I will do Lemaitre. I will fast on my Rabbeinu Tam or not. My father, Yoram, my father, keep Rabbeinu Tam. If you don't, my father would say, Alamon, if you don't fast on this Esther Rabbeinu Tam, you don't fast this. And then you don't keep Shabbos to do the Rabbeinu is starting to do. This Rabbeinu Tam, you are not going to say that Tate Gimach, but keep the Shnei Rasavich. He said, because he came from America, there's the minute he wants me to keep it. What will happen tomorrow? I don't know. I'm not going to say what to do. I don't have to ask. I don't know if he... No, we stop by him fast. We stop by him as well. I'm scared. The Maestro is a shadow for Eivere Yisro. It's a shadow for Eivere Yisro. Yeah, I'm saying. Shadow, what to do with the Maestro? No, I'm sorry. I'm prison Nentzach on to keep Rabbeinu Tam Alamon. The shadow is, what to do with the Maestro? And he said, you can't be Machner here. He said, it's worse from Chalik. And Chalik, if he said, Teres, why it's not Avere? Here, if I'm Eivere Yisro fasting. It doesn't help if I come home and I will schlep this Rabbeinu Tam, you know, this is what I'm planning to do. It doesn't help because if I'm a chaven to be over a Yisro L'Shem Tainis, it doesn't help that I schlep in the shul. But I'm doing it L'Shem Tainis. I'm not sure if it could help. Saying, this is Mamash Shaila L'Mam. I'm upset. I don't know, I tried to get answers before, but I didn't manage to. I'm saying, it's very hard because most of the person don't have asked me to hear the Shaila. And they say even in Chalik is the rice of the Gdoli put on fire before Rabbeinu Tam. The style will daven to the Chazanish to make an early minyan. The style of beginning of the yeshiva makes 20 minutes in Lederman, Chazanish and Chaim Kanievsky show, they do 30 minutes. But again, they only make Shabbos earlier. That's very noch the shkir. Shabbos says noch 18 minutes the kula army could start the daven ma'ariv early. Until they finished, they came home, it was already 40 minutes. So then there's no problem. And also, but in this case, I'm very misleading. The brisket started up. The brisket's eating in the morning already, so we don't have a shine. But this is taking a shine. But I'm saying, what do you have to mark with this taka? When you take a shower, yes, you have to mark with this mice. You're allowed to take a shower, the mice. But you have to be marked with not to swallow water. This is taka. This is not long, you have to be marked with the mice. We don't say tachnu. The mice is not so much more of communists. We don't say tachnu. We don't say avinu malkeinu, but we say vayecha. That's the mice. Tfilin is different than hogi. What? The Maestro, the Mishnebura Paschal, we Paschal is also. Te'ime is also in Tainus. Shechonoch, the Machlekes in the Gemara is Te'ime. Aber the Meister, we pass him to him as us. Brush it for sure. Shall I have him? You don't want to work. What is the shash? You swallow. So, Mr. Bowman is not kosher to belay the spit up, but the mice will mark me not to put water inside your mouth. I'm sorry, but do you have it, the mice? No, the mice you're not allowed to brush your teeth, you're not allowed to wash your mouth. The mice is suffering from Mishnebura, and if someone needs the Moshe, I told Yerim, if he can't push off his appointment, so if he's not mechaven to swallow, he spits out the water, the Mishnebura says, Ikar Adin it's mutter. But the mice is the Mishnebura, because the suffering in Achroinim, stirs in his brachas, if the mice is tzricha bricha, eilat tzricha bracha, so the mice will be a makpi, not to put water into the mouth, and not to brush our teeth.
Washing the dentist
is
different than the mouth. What? Washing the dentist
is different than the mouth. Well, but the dentist, there's no difference why he does it. Medicine is really sick. If you can't push off, you can't push off, right? If he needs it, none of the dentists can't push it off. So go to different dentists. Okay, those are the din times. Lom again, a shtikel will touch aloch and bosses that is mischarish to me this week, okay, we do what we spoke. It's a big shy lips. I don't know. I sent a devil this week to Alec Dalim. I sent letters to all the Gdalim in Eretz Yisrael. I started to get answers. Mamish is steers. In the Chorps, it's a loche that a lot of people are nichshol in them. Sai le kule, sai le chumre. And I'll try a shtickle to master it. And we're good duch. Again, a shtickle, maybe a bit more, especially last time we did it easy, we did a shtickle more deep. The meaning of the pockets, but you understand a shtickle, the lumbus of it. Like this, you remember all the everyone during the week has that pocket, and with them we'll get to the nafkamina to the shayla lemaisa. When we spoke about this, the base story this was that the aloche of bosis and Shabbos. The aloche of bosis said that chutz from mukta is if mukta is ana chayfetz, the chayfetz becomes a bosis. You're not allowed to move him at all. Everything we learned before shaking is when the chayfetz is not a bosis. But when the chayvitz is bossis, you're not allowed to move him at all. This was we said. It's halacha, we called it bossis ledavar ha'asu. Bossis doesn't have to be the muktzes. Anit l'moshel, this stander here is a bossis to the tape recorder. Why? Even though the mice is a shelf, doesn't make a difference. You call it bossis lebossis. So true, the stander is holding the shelf, and the shelf is holding the tape recorder. The stander is considered bossis ledavar ha'asu. This is the halacha. If you have money on a stander, if I would have money on this shelf, the stander would be considered bosses the davar also. Stander, speak on the stander. Stop. It doesn't have to be directly and the chayfetz. It could be and the zachar is and the chayfetz. This is the first aloha of bosses. The second aloha of bosses, we said that the aside of bosses that in benashmoshes, the ganze benashmoshes, the chayfetz of the muktzah has to be here. But if a part of the benashmosh is the mukta was not on the chayvetz, it's not a basis. The third you said in basis we said is, has to be that b'shas benashmosh is when it was there, I was had intention to leave it there the whole Shabbos. But if I didn't have intention to leave it the whole Shabbos, so then I was planning to take it off in the middle of Shabbos, b'mokim hefzad I could be making. Me'ikar adin, it doesn't make a difference. If it was there benashmosh is, and I wanted it to be there benashmosh is, it's a basis. Just for the real bosses, it needs to have das the ganze ben hashmoshes, but yeah, even chelik. Now another you said, we said in bosses has to be maniach. That I put it and I wanted it to be there. Or if it's the original place, it's like I wanted it. But lamosh, if someone forgets his pen on the stander and he comes back to bismedosh and he sees his pen on the stander, does he nishke maniach? He forgot the pen on the stander. If you got money on the bench, this is nishke maniach, this is shichach. Of them is nishtok in halacha from buses. You could shake it off. But all the halacha that we learn, kilach ayad, beguva, minatzad, but you're not allowed to pick it up. You have to shake it. It's not a buses. Shichach is nishke in buses. And the fifth halacha we learned was that if it's a dover heter and the buses, it's considered buses le dover amutal ve'arasu, and you're allowed to share it. So now we have five Yisoides. Bosis is Bosis, Ledovra also, even Bosis le Bosis. We know the halacha is that the Bosis has to be there, the Ganser ben Hashmoshes, has to be Maniach and not Shecheach, has to be Aldas, Kol HaShabbos, or Chelik from the Shabbos, has to be there is no Dvar Heta. Bosis, Bosis Ledovra also. We said, what is the maniach? We gave last time an example. Maniach is that I wanted to be here. But we said if I have a pile of papers and I put a stone on top of it because I don't want the papers to fly away, the papers don't become a buses of the stone. Because the papers are not holding the stone. The stone is holding the papers. These are the examples we gave last time, the Gavi buses. No matter, Marshall, someone comes in and he sees on the shelf that someone put Erev Shabbos a pen there. So the shelf, again, Shelf Muli is Mechuber. It's a buses. We go to the house where it's very mutsy. You have the motion of some people near the bed. They have like a little table as well, a chair. They have the motion of a chair near the bed in the room. And on that chair he put money before Shabbos. And he was planning to leave his wallet here the whole Shabbos. He's not allowed to move it in Shabbos. Not allowed to shake it. Because it's a bus, it's the double also. So it was a whole Shaila, most famous Shaila. All the Rabbanim of Tzisrael spoke about it. The people made it, they had like a hall like the Yeshiva Smir, and they had a chair in the side, like piled the five chairs. On the top of the pile of the five chairs, they put candlesticks. And they were planning to leave the candlesticks there for the whole Shabbos. This is Bosis Ledavar also. Right, the candlesticks are there. Bosis Ledavar also. Planning to leave with you the whole Shabbos. A guy came, when the guy was cleaning the dining room, he took off the candlesticks and he put all the chairs together. Now you don't know what is the chair that is buses. The chair that is buses is not allowed to be moved, even if the buses, if the muktzah goes off. The chiddush of buses is not only not allowed to move it with the muktzah is on top of him. If the marshal, a stender was a buses, and someone came, he didn't know the aloche, he shaked off the muktzah. Buses stays also for the ganze Shabbos. That's the first aloche you have to know about buses. So this chair that the leichters were on it, the chair became also. Now the chair got mixed up in the whole dining room. Dovah sheyesh lematirim le'achar Shabbos, ain't a bottom. So it was a problem if you're allowed to use to move one of the chairs in the dining room, or maybe all the chairs became osur. It was a simcha, someone made a whole simcha and he came back, and the shtikat ha mitchachem, kissed it, he told out, no one could sit. The neighbor, he ran there up, he said, is it easy to move the chair? One chair is the buses, I don't know what chair it is. Dovah sheyesh lematirim after Shabbos, Afilu be'elef min be'miner ein abotu. Okay, the Rabbani found him a kula. The Mokim Tzor doesn't help, because it's bosses. The kula was that Dovah Shesh Lematirim is only at Shtechlenu be'isol, Shtechlenu be'heter. Here you don't have it because Shimush in the Chayf, it's okay, but if we have time, it's a bezunda shmuz, a chetim tse b'kula, bezunda kula. But be'esam, I want to say, the aloha of bosses, I don't know if you use the cases, remember it close. But this is halacha of buses. What? Dovah sheyesh lo matirim is not bottom. So you want to say something about the kula? Halacha is dovah sheyesh lo matirim. What? It's not kavua, it moves from the place. You don't say something about dovah sheyesh lo matirim, don't say something about. This was the shayla. Another example that is very nagea lemaise, and this lemaise most of the people speak about. You have a Shabbos table and you have leichters on the Shabbos table. The table becomes basis ledavar ha'asu. You're not allowed to move the table on Shabbos. If your mother leaves candles on the table, you're not. When you come home, you can see it on the table. You're not allowed to move the table bichlal, because the table is a basis ledavar ha'asu. Other than some people leave the tray with the candles on the table. So they want after to move it away. They can't move it away. Because it's a bus, it's the double house. But this is the MS, the first aloha. Before I go back to the Pakistan of the Londres, I want to get you, this is a very Matsudika aloha. I want to say it just very, very close because they get to every Yiddish shul. So the aloha, all the place can bring down this aloha. If you have leichters on the table becomes buses. You're not allowed to move it. And also the marshal, you have a tray, a silver nice tray. Now you want to pick up the silver tray to change the chag pe'ami. You can't pick up the tray. Even when the fire is off.
because the tray is a bus, it's the dover also. What is the dover also? The fire. The melee, you're not allowed to move it. The Maestri Mishavura says you're not allowed to. Some Shittas, the Mechaber holds you're allowed to, the Ramah passes you're not allowed to. This is a Tnai Mukta, we'll get it. It's one of the hardest halachas. You can make it Tnai. But this is the Shaila. How are you allowed to move the candlesticks? So the Eitzah that Klal Yisrael does, Anachlem Lebnei Yisrael Atat Mishainam Nebiyah is Bnei Nebiyah Sem, and they put the chalice on the table. Right? Or you put a siddur. Better to put a chalice in the siddur. What? Wait. Now they put a chalice on the table. So the first halacha is you have to know the chalice have to be there before Ben Hashmoshes, the ganze Ben Hashmoshes. So we mark to put the chalice before Ben Hashmoshes for a ganze Ben Hashmoshes. What? Right, but if Ben Hashmoshes was never busis, because of bus the davar amutar, that has to be the whole Shabbos. Who is not able to be the whole Shabbos? The fire. What? Say that, but if the bus is the, you're right, it's only in the Isul, not in the Heter. You're right, it's a shayla, why would I say this? So if the, you put chalas. Now, it's another halacha that the Heter has to be more choshuv from the Isul. Right? The Heter has to be more choshuv from the Isul. So the shayla is, the chur, the chalas are not worth more from the leichtes. The teretz is, the chalas are worth more from the fire. The fire is the mukta. The lachter, you know, right? Lachter is also mukta. That's the klishim of lachter leisul. This you're allowed to move after the tzer gufei mekayme when you want to move the thing. You're right. So lemaisa, as any rabbi said, lemaisa the ikir mukta is the fire. But mainly you're allowed to put on chalas. Even some people are choshes to chisoyim kis, so we say you put something chalas, a choshu for you, the Suda Shabbos, and this is the reason some people are saying to put also a siddur to make it more choshu. But the Maisa, we say that the Iker Muktzah is the fire. Yeah, it's worth more for the fire. Because the fire is the Muktzah. The candlestick is Klishim Alachti Le'isu. If it's a Klishim Alachti Le'isu, it's Yilat Abub, let's say Gufa Mekayma. What? To make a bus is like he is. It's better to put the challah that you're using on Shabbos. Some people say a safer alamo is more choshev. You put a safer. No, a safer has a choshevus. The light is the bus number also, but you're moving the table. You can't get one. Right. But the thing is, the bus himself doesn't make buses.
One on the train.
I'll try it again. It's a hard. The fire, and the light is the buses to the fire, and the table is a bus to the buses. The bus himself doesn't make an issue, only because through him the fire is a bus on the table. And remember, the chalas are matter the fire. This is the eitzah, what everyone brings down la aloche to do. Now, if you want to move the tray, you have a tray with candlesticks, right? This a lot of people do. They put a tray with candlesticks, and they put a heter in the tray. Then you have to know what kind of tray it is. If it's a nice silver tray, say that. So they put a chalas inside the nice silver tray, and then when the fire goes off, they pick up the tray and they move it. Like before. But, there's a big but. If the tray is a special candlestick tray that is not used only for candlesticks, there it doesn't help to put a challah in. Why? Because the Magen Avraham says like this.
What is the Yisrael of buses that Dover Amutor Va'asu? You see the buses. Say, what it's holding? Isl? No. It's holding Heter. Heter, Isl? No. Holding both. But a tray that belongs to the candlesticks, his Iker Kavaneh, if the tray, is to hold the candlesticks, to hold the fire through them. V'mele, he doesn't become a buses that Dover Amutor Va'asu. So if you have a special tray, you'll never manage. The only Eitzah is to put another thing under the tray, and on that piece to put a Dvar Heter, to move it through that. But not to put it on the tray. Because then you will not help to move the tray.
But then I can't use the mess, but you use it a few times for other
things. So it's okay. But some of them are mamish, like, you know, people don't use them. It's two different kinds. Some kinds that you could use them for nice kiddush, you could put cake on. And some of them have candlestick pictures, and this person is nishkin, is nishman. Yeah, yeah, but it has to be that it could be used for that. It's not oymed only for that. This is the aloche, the ma'isa aloche revachas b'Yisrael. Now I want really to mesader the aloches of pockets that will be spoke, but I want a shtickle just to get the lomdus clear. Maybe the first second will be a bit hard, but then you'll be a bucky in all the aloches of pockets and drawers, and to make it very, very light and very negel the ma'isa. It's the Gemara and Shabbos. There's two lines in the Gemara of Shabbos. This is the motto for Allah. Muchni. No one knows what it means, but most of the Rishonim Vayis they say pshat, Muchni, it was like a kind, was a shido, like a carriage, as a, was a box, like a little closet. And the little closet was like in a van. Like they, you see it today in the Shiva, you can see it, you know, when they take the food to Shayish, they have as a wheel, on top of it they put like a little box of food. This is Be'etzem, the Shida and the Muchni. But you could really look at it like every carriage that we have today, like babies' carriages. So we'll call the middle of the carriage, we'll call the Shida, and the wheels we call Muchni. This is the Lashon HaGemara. Shida and Muchni. The Gemara says like this. If the wheel is two kinds of Shida and Muchni, you have a Shida and Muchni Nishmetes, like in the Yeshiva, that the wheels are separate from the piece that they put in when they take it. Well, the Yeshiva, they have the food. They have the wheel thing and they have the piece on top. It's nishmetes, you can separate them. And you have any nishmetes, like the carriages today, you can't take off the wheels. But also some people have carriages that you can take off the wheels. So it's nishmetes or any nishmetes? The Gemara says like this. If the wheels are nishmetes, and you have mukzah the wheels, you're not allowed to move the whole thing in Shabbos. But if the wheels are not nishmetes, and there's a mukta in the wheels, you could move the whole thing in Shabbos. Heifich, you think I have a mistake? Again, money. Someone left money, maniach money on the wheels in Shabbos. He had inside of big wheels, and he was hiding his money from the Ganovim, there he hides them. Now he wants to move it in Shabbos. If the wheels go off, so you're not allowed to move nothing in Shabbos. If the wheels don't go off, you're allowed to move it. It sounds punk fakel. But again, here's the loveness. If you get the loveness of the idea, you'll have to every time, chaz a couple times, all the prot will be clogged. The loveness is like this. The nishmetes, the wheels go off. No one knows what it means. No one knows.
A lot of carriages have a basket around.
No one knows what it means. No one knows what it means. Okay, we'll try after the cases. What the Gemara case meant, we don't know. After I explain the Gemara, I'll speak all the details clear. The wheels go off, so the wheels are considered kli bifnei atzmai. They could separate. So they become a buses to the mummy. And the carriage becomes a buses to a buses. Don't ask the carriage on top, the carriage on bottom. We don't know vices, maybe they had different ways. The wheels were on top. No, we don't know vices. It's not what was the case in the Gemara. But this is the idea. If the wheels go off, so the mummy and the wheels make the wheels mukta. And the wheels make the wagon with muktzah. Buses le buses. If the wheels don't go off, so the wheels, we say like this, the wheels can make the carriage muktzah. Why? Because they're not a separate kli. Oh, if they're not a separate kli, so for cancer, the money is inside the wagon. But they're not mamish in the wagon. They're a separate piece of the wagon. So it becomes likulah. If the wheels are separate, so we make them a kli b'fnei atzmoi, they became buses, and the kli is a buses to them, the whole thing becomes buses. If they're not separate, what? Okay, this is a question to you, David. The Metzius is a problem. But this is the idea. You have it clear? If the muktzes and the wheels become muktzeh, and the wagon becomes muktzeh, but if it's Eidon Ishmetes, so it doesn't help one to each other, and the mele, you're allowed to move the whole thing. Now, Shitas Rashi and Tesis of Kireges Medayim, that the Eidon Ishmetes, not only you're allowed to push it, you're allowed to go around the whole Shabbos, and you don't have to think about the muktzeh. The Rambam says you're allowed to if you have to, or belekatchile push off the mukta from the wheels. This is the Gemara. I will go now to the details. Mesuder, forget about what we said, but this is the Yisod. We have three halachas we're trying to learn: packets, drawers, and pieces of table that you pull out to make this table long in Shabbos. We're passing it's mutter, there's no shayla from Beinah. Yes, machmirim. Shem Zalman said it's okay. You're allowed to pull out the pieces and put them in Shabbos. If you have to screw them, but it's not a kitchen table. Just pull out a little piece. You have a nice table, you put up, and you put two pieces. Also, it's mutter. Shem Zalman holds it's mutter. So we're not speaking Yisrael Beinah today. We're speaking mukta to Kishayla. So we're speaking the packets. There's two kinds of packets to talk about. Lemaise, everyone, no one has packets nishmetes today. In the old days, people had packets nishmetes. Like more like the money belt, something similar to that. They had like the packets, they tied them on. Instead of money belts, they had like little packets that they zipped them on to the clothes. Okay, our packets no one could pull off. So we don't have to speak about eino nishmetes. So in packets, we have to speak on one thing. All of the packets have a halacha of eino nishmetes, right? Englishmetes, you can't take off the packets. Now, the packets divide into two kinds of packets. We have one kind of packets, shirt packets. Some people have packets, not like shirt packets, but they're sewn on completely to the suits. Similar to shirt packets. These packets don't have a halacha of a packet. Because the money that is inside that packet is kilo inside the baguette. So money that is inside that packet has a halacha kilo he's on the baguette himself. So if he was maniach, you're not allowed to move the whole baguette. If he was sheicheach, you have to shake it. Like every mukta that you have to shake. And then you're allowed to go with it. And if you cannot shake it because you're scared to get lost, you don't have to shake it. This is the halacha. Look at chile, shake it. And if you're scared to get lost, you don't have to shake it. So again, if you maniach, you're not allowed to move the baguette. If you are not maniach, you're shecheach, you're allowed to move the baguette. But look at chile, you need to shake it. If you can't shake it, but you have it, you're allowed to go with the baguette. Then we will speak what is maniach, what is shecheach. But remember the details. And soup and shirt packets, or a pen is hanging outside the shirt, it doesn't make a difference. And the shirt packets, the halacha is, say mani, and if you maniach, the whole beggar is muktzeh. If you shecheach, the beggar is not muktzeh, but you have to shake it off before you take it. Now we'll go to the normal packets, what everyone has, in your pants, in your suits. These are packets that be'etzem you could take out. You could pull out the packet, it's a separate piece. So this is like a muchni. The beggar is like the shida. This is like the mukhli, is like the Magen Avraham. So what is the halacha is? If you have money inside the packet, so say b'maniach, say b'shicheach, you're allowed to carry on walking with the beggar. Say b'maniach, say b'shicheach, the beggar is not mukhtzi. The packet, of the Mishneh Berurah, becomes mukhtzi. Not a portion, because we could have said he doesn't have a shame kli b'fnei atzmoi. The shibur is machmir that he becomes mukta the packet. Oh, but the beged, you're allowed to walk with the beged lekatchile. Now you have to shake out the money or not. If you taste this in Rashi, you don't have to shake out the money. You're allowed to walk in the whole Yerushalayim with money in your pockets and Shabbos.
לפי דה רמב״ם, לכתחילה, you need to shake out your pockets. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you could, please, please be a good year and try to listen to the Rambam. But not more than that. So again, if you maniach money in your pockets in Shabbos, so me'ikar adin, you're allowed to walk with a bag of the whole Shabbos, לכתחילה, לפי דה רמב״ם, to shake it out. On the Rambam, you don't have to shake it out even. Now, but the pocket is mukti. The maniach. What does the nafkamina say the pocket is mukti? So if you want to shake it out, you're not allowed to pull out the pocket and shake it out. You have to take, well, if you have a pants, you find money inside, the only idea is to take out the pants and take it over. For the moment, mainly because you can't do it in shul, you stay in shul, the guy's inside, and then you take it out. For sure, like at chile, you don't leave mukti in your pocket because chashash, you will do it. You will touch it. But imagine if you find money in your pocket in Shabbos and the Sukkot, you just carry it down like nothing happened. No reason to feel bad. Why, b'chol ofen, not to be samech on it so much? Because Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach wanted to say, and soon we'll see why maybe he's not right, that this was in the old days. He said some people had suits, and they had pockets hanging somewhere, he doesn't know where. Says today, the suits, the mashal, you take the pants. So they're ready, some bachim already, I see, have a modernish pants is ready. But in the normal suits, shtetzach tzu, you will not have a pocket. You'll be very not comfortable to sit. Someone will steal away your pocket. You'll be very not comfortable to sit in bismedrish, right? Because people can see your leg. So the main, it becomes a part of the beggars that Moshe was on. This, if someone will steal away this pocket, it's a machin shtetz, right? But if someone will steal this pocket, it's very not comfortable to match it. So maybe you want that piece of material to be there. The ganze kul of the Mishnah Berurah doesn't help. It's really, it's not muchni. This is begging alein. So today, I know some people have in the pants ready as a as mamish. You know, you don't see the pocket even. So these people can go on Shabbos, but the old-fashioned shtickle have a problem. Another chum of Mishnah Berurah wanted to say today: if you buy a suit and you come to the house and you find there's no pocket, you run back in the suit to the store. So it's not a suit. The male hides that suit from the suit. But we'll see in the letters of Chaim Kanievsky, different things, it could be it's not right. But Baal Rav Shmuel Zalman said it could be as an Indian to be machmir, so I'm not saying lekatchile to go around the whole Shabbos as they with the money. And the minute that you could, try to shake it. Or because when you can't shake it, just feel comfortable and stay in the shul.
The most thing is also a
family
from the Yeshiva.
Right. Was two ways. No one knows what was the mukhne exactly. Can you see a second? This is the shine of you. What? So we said because the packet is not, it's a chelik from the baggage, so the baggage can become a bus to the packet. A standard can become a bus. The same answer on mukhne. Yeah, but I think this halacha is very clear. Because it's not mamish and the beggar alayim. Here you'll see where I have the arguments with all the grain. This is mamish, the new shayla. But that's the halacha. That's the halacha. It's not on the beggar, but it's not on the beggar. It's in between. Yeah, but this is a person has to remember, you know, this. I'm saying people push out the mukzis in the pockets, normally the other avayas. Because the pocket could be a busis. And also, when you start to play like this to push the money, you're mamish moving money in your hand. Just leave it here. Just don't touch the money. Come home. I'm saying. In America, you have to go to the toilet before and shake it. Now, this is the first halacha. Now, I said, Rav Shmuel Zalman said, legabi the musik fun maniach, Rav Shmuel Zalman said, I said last time, that Shabbos clothes are not considered maniach, considered shecher. Because no one wants to leave muktz in Shabbos clothes. So Avraham has a halacha of shecher. Okay, shecheach doesn't make a difference. The only nafkamina shecheach in pockets is that even the pocket doesn't become muktzah. The same halacha, you're allowed to walk around with it. Just what we said now is b'maniach. What would be b'shecheach? The same halacha. It's like the mukhni, the pocket. You're allowed to ein mishmetes. You're allowed to go around with it. Just we said before the Mishnah Berurah said that the pocket becomes a basis. If you're shecheach, even the pocket doesn't become a basis. You're allowed to move the pocket and pull it out until it shakes off. So what is the case of maniach? Right. You're right. Automatically. Mishnah Berurah says that after you menayah, if the pocket are muktzah, you're not allowed to put your pocket in your hand inside the pocket.
because the bus stays also. But again, Shabbos clothes, Rosh Hashanah says, Alam Bala Shechach. He said, the case of Maniach is, Moshe, your suit got dirty, so you want to take your weekday suit. Dear, the money was Maniach. You were planning to leave it all Shabbos. But your Shabbos clothes, normally you're not planning to leave Mukta there. It just happens to be that it's there. Those are the normal aloha. Now, the second aloha that comes, the Chayodim builds out in this aloha, this again is very Motsui, opening chores and Shabbos. So we'll start from normal to hard. The normal case, you have a nice closet, you want to open a drawer. There, Pashas, every drawer is done Bismay Asma. You have to know if the drawer has more double heter, you're allowed to open the drawer. If the drawer has more double asu, you're not allowed to open the drawer. We spoke once with Shalom Rabbi Yashiv that if you're planning to open it in Shabbos and you have double isur, like a tchila to take out the isur from before Shabbos, not to be nichshel in the isur, but if the ikar adin, if you have a drawer, you have muktzah and heta, you go to feed the roiv. Is roiv heta? Then it's okay. You feed the most chshuvis. This is the halacha in the drawer. These are the normal cases. Now, they speak in the case, we take a normal, you know, the teacher table. The teacher normally had a little drawer in his table. Some people have it in their houses, near the bed. They have like a little, I don't know how you call it, the night table. You have like a little drawer there, right? Now, these drawers, normally, you could pull them out, they leave. The nishmetas, right? The nishmetas. Now, is muktzah in this drawer? So the drawer, you know, you're not allowed to open in Shabbos. Not only the drawer, you're not allowed to move the whole night, little table, I call it. You're not allowed to move that thing in Shabbos because it's a mukhmi nishmetes. So the drawer, we said it's posh, you're not allowed to open. But even that whole closet becomes buses ledobor also. This people don't know already. People don't open the drawers, but they push the whole thing.
Why is the West End of the package being part of that?
Well, this is not enough. Well, so this is the double. Right, the drawer is a part of the closet.
Right, so the
but nishmetes, this is even muchni. Nishmetes. What? Yeah, I'm moving it below. Our boss is allowed to be stamish without moving it. Yeah, this is a portion. Now, wait, you have two drawers. One has heter, one has isu. You have two drawers in this. Normally these things sometimes, some houses have one single one, some even have two drawers. You have this little table with two drawers. Unless you have a desk. Think about a desk. Most people have like a little desk. Has a couple drawers. Well, you have pens and pencils and some of them. So now, again, you have a couple drawers. So if, again, all the drawers, so the drawers that have an isur, you're not allowed to touch. The drawers that have a heter, lechura, you're allowed to touch. Now, to move the whole thing, it's totally, if it's more heter in the whole thing, you're allowed to move it. If it's not more heter in the whole thing, you're not allowed to move it. The Prima Golem has a tzad that if it's a nice heter, a nice, big, nice van, on top of the table, so we look at the whole thing like one thing and you'll be allowed to open the drawers. He has his outside. But even the drawers you'll be allowed to open. And Mishnah Berurah says he didn't want to be mad at him that long. But when we go to him as a tzad, we look at it like one thing. But this is very yachidish. So long machmas mesudah, if you have drawers stuck in the closet that has roiv muktzah, you're not allowed to open it. Roiv heter, you're allowed to open. Rabbi Yashiv says before Shabbos, he tried to take out the muktzah, he said, so who are you saying? So something the rabbanon, you can't be material, you're allowed to open. But the best thing is to open with the elbow. And Rabbi the shinu that we said, you're allowed to move mukta the shinu. Can I hurry up? You move. What? Carry it. Again, this is mishmetes. So the melee, it's moved, but we said, to open the jewelry, you're not allowed to. But if is more, so maybe you're not allowed to move not only the drawer, the table you're not allowed to move, the desk you're not allowed to move, you're not allowed to move the whole little knife thing. The big closet you're not allowed to move, Stamet Shabbos is a big closet. So. it's used to standing in one place, it's not allowed to move a bit less. Yeah, now we'll go to the other kind of jewels that don't come out. Now, what means jewels that don't come out? I have a machlekes. A lot of rabbanim hold that the jewels today that they don't come out, but you know, if you press the sides, if you take it out, does taste come out? I'm not sure if it's considered to come out. I'm not sure, but that, well, it's speaking of jewels that don't come out.
Why is it being voluntary?
What?
If I have to do with the hand elsewhere.
The entire thing is from the top. Right. Why did the brother have their own because Lemais is a separate chayv. You're asking good. It's a bazoom the.
If they have this word more, you can't move the whole thing.
So if they have this more, you're allowed to move the whole thing. But you're not allowed to open the also drawer.
You can't move the also because that's on the.
Right. Right. No, but that drawer you're not allowed to open. Right. No, he asked Fakir that why that head let that if there's more wood in the drawer that is Isser, don't be allowed to open the head of the drawer. Now we go on the drawers that don't come out. So the normal closet, the halacha stays the same. Drawers that you can't pull out. We are machmir lemaisa not to open them. Jewels that don't come out, we are machmir not to open them. But they have mukta inside. It's not like a door of a fridge. A door of a fridge has different halachas. But a jewel that doesn't come out,